bit of a tickly cough thing going on this morning.
A bit weird.
That churning sound you can hear in the background is the washing machine. Yay, Phil's finally got the washing on. It's 10:15 and I'm staring at a clock, or I was. And now I'm staring at a glass of what looks like berries. No, I don't know where they've come from. But CJ and Dan's, it's going to be an insane week this week. Tomorrow we've got some filming. I've got to try and get my head around wiring up the webcams. I need some computers for that. So I've got computers at home, so I need to get some Windows action things going on. Or I'm not really sure how I'm going to go about that yet. Went out to Disconnected last night, which is this We Are Disconnected and Get Disconnected, both two different websites. It's on my blog, blog.me.dm. And it was quite strange. I went mainly to support the fact that it was a local entity, local event. Finding out how, you know, promoters and venue owners managed to get hold of the people who own the building and sort of what's involved in terms of fire safety and the police looking around it and all that sort of stuff that goes on with venues. Pretty amazing that they pulled all the kit together, you know, like the bar and the fridges, and they've done the place up and they had a sound system and smoke and lights and all that stuff. And I think the biggest surprise for me was the time in which people go out these days. I was in and around the office yesterday, 7 or 8 o'clock, I guess, and then I went to go to Nihon to go and interview the guy there, but he wasn't there. And normally, to me, a pre-party is a party where you probably have 20, 30, 40 maybe people who are going on to the bigger party. And they're sort of there to sort of meet and greet and have a chat and have a beer and sort of shoot the shit as to what they've been up to in the week. And there wasn't really any of that. There was like 5 or 6 people, so that was quite weird. But I guess it's the first time, first venue, launch party. It's difficult to get a certain amount of people out, I guess. But it was very reminiscent of me going to the Bomb 10 years ago. Obviously, it didn't have the vibe, didn't have the number of people and the sort of white NASA kind of clubbing environment that the Bomb used to have, but there was some similarities. I was just tired when I got to about 12 o'clock ish, and I'd had a few to drink, but I'd not had loads. But I realised that I wasn't really in that headspace to enjoy it, because I know I've got other things planned and coming up for the rest of this month and November. This week is just crazy. Tomorrow Hannah's coming over, and also the uni guys are coming over in the morning, and really I also need to take a couple of hours out to go over to the house and pick some bits up and bring them back and put them in a warehouse. I wanted to do it today, but the van driver can't do today. Don't have the money to do that yet, so that's quite interesting. Oh, the washing machine's firing up. Let me shut this door. Yes, I don't have the ability to do that. I'm just watching also on the television. There is these people phoned in, and they look like they're in the same space. They're Skyping in, and they have these phones, but they look like they're all in the same sort of location. And it's funny how that there's three screens. There's 9 screens behind them, but only 3 screens have video on them, which is a bit weird. So is it really a curated video chat? Is it really public face fits? I don't know what I'm on about. I'm just waffling. Yeah, it's a busy week. Tuesday, I'm meeting up with Simon Optic, the guy who's going to be doing the dance stuff. He's going to be doing the dance stuff on the night. Sorry, I was just watching some guy pointing at somebody quite violently. Simon's coming, Simon's coming on Tuesday morning, and he's going to be the DJ on the night, on Friday night. Wednesday is also busy because of a number of things. First one, 11 a.m., the house is getting repossessed.
That's quite a massive deal, really. That effectively makes me homeless. And I think if I wasn't living, or should I say crashing, at CJ and Dan's, I'd be really stuffed. So that reality is now hitting home. And, you know, I need to go to the job centre in Nottingham and get switched over to there. And I don't know if I need to apply for housing or what. But I do know that I need some sort of additional work. I think a lot of people are in that sort of headspace of I need to find additional work. But I'm pretty happy. Mentally, in my head, I'm pretty happy. I'm a little bit annoyed that I don't get to see Ella as much, but that's purely down to money at the moment. Once the money situation changes, then obviously my access changes. My access to transportation. Yeah, other than that, Monday's busy, Tuesday's reasonably busy, but should be able to move my stuff over from the house. Trying to find some cash for that, so that I can load my sofas and my tables and all that sort of stuff into a van and bring it over to a warehouse here. And then Friday, it's the bunker, the launch of the bunker. And I'm just hoping that the guys have given out the leaflets as much as possible. I'm going to try and help them out this week. I know that one of them is off all week, so he'll have plenty of time to fly. And we're waiting on the permit of that. I've shot an email to a few people at the council to see if we can get a little bit more of a clearer update on that. But I think there'll be a good 20, 30 people anyway who are going to make it. We've got the Uni Boys down doing a little bit of video, so for a launch party it'd be good. We've got the first episode up. I need to also research codecs this week to be able to record higher quality bitrate locally. I noticed the other day that the high bandwidth 16x9 HD setting is actually storing the video locally at 1000 kilobits, which is not really, you know, a decent 720p HD encode, so I need to play around with that a little bit more. What else do I need to talk about? That's about it, really. Nobody's going to listen for 7.5 minutes. Last night was interesting, but got to shift my headspace to transportation and a pad, and I think that's going to mean, you know, either a part-time job or a job where I work from whatever time in the morning till lunchtime, and then from lunchtime work on my own stuff in the studio. That could work, you know, like if I work 4 or 5 hours in the morning, yeah, I could probably do that under 16 hours a week. I need to get transferred over to the Nottingham office and then take it from there. Lots to do, as always, as is always the case, actually. It'd be quite weird not to have that kind of level of doing stuff in my day-to-day. I forgot what relaxation really is. But we'll get there. We'll get there. Looking forward for October to be gone, because it is so busy. And then November, the first, I think it's the 3rd of November, very, very busy day, because of the house. And I'm really sort of looking forward to that happening, that whole appointment and presentation, and that'll be a good solidifier of the ideas and concepts leading up to 2011, which for me is a bit of like a fresh start reboot, because 2010 has been pretty naff, really. But I'm not prepared to have a bad Christmas and New Year. I'm just not prepared to have it, seeing as the last 2 years have been just awful. Anyway, 9 minutes in, waffling. Right, have a lovely day. It's really bright and beautiful out, and although it might be cold, I think it's going to be a nice, bright, sunny day.